In this bulletin, the Australian husband and father of a mother and daughter killed in the Sri Lankan bombing speaks of his heartbreak. The Auditor General to investigate all government water buybacks in the last decade. And in football, Liverpool legend Robbie Fowler speaks after being announced as the new Brisbane Roar coach. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The husband and father of two Australians killed in Sri Lanka's Easter Sunday terror attacks has spoken of the moment he discovered the bodies of his wife and daughter. Manik Suryarachchi and her daughter, 10-year-old Alexandria, were attending a church service when they were killed in one of the bomb blasts. Australian Sudesh Kolan had been parking the family's car when he heard the explosion. Two other Australians were injured in the terrorist attack and are in stable condition, with one treated for shrapnel wounds and the other for a broken leg. The Sri Lankan government is blaming a little-known jihadist group known as the National Tauhid Jamaat for carrying out the Easter Sunday bombings. A government spokesman says the authorities were warned about a bomb threat from the group 2 weeks ago before the attacks, but the warnings were not passed on to the Prime Minister or the Cabinet. It's believed the bombers had international support. At least 290 people died in the bombings and more than 500 are injured. Police have arrested 24 people in a series of raids, and the President has declared a national state of emergency, giving authorities powers to detain suspects without court orders. Cabinet spokesman Rajit Senaratana says the government is doing what it can to find those responsible.
We have got the information about everything. There are some more already. About so many arrests are being done. So we hope the majority, the security forces say that they are suicide bombers. So with that, we are doing all the raids. And one by one we are catching, and all their the places, they are actually the training places have been identified and we have raided already. So we have taken all the actions by now.
Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says he's asked the Auditor General to investigate all water buybacks since 2008. It comes as Labor demands the Department of Agriculture and Water Resources releases all documents regarding an $80 million water buyback in 2017, and says a judicial inquiry is needed. Former Deputy Prime Minister and Water Minister Barnaby Joyce is defending his decision to approve the buyback and says the Queensland The Labor Party has urged the government to purchase water from Eastern Australia Agriculture. The company is controlled by Eastern Australia Irrigation, which has links to current Energy Minister Angus Taylor and is based in the Cayman Islands, which is a well-known tax haven. Mr Joyce says he's confident the Auditor General inquiry will find he's done nothing wrong.
My role was never to actually select a purchaser or to determine a price. I'm quite happy. People want to basically test the veracity of what I'm saying, to do so by whichever means they
want. And in football, A-League club Brisbane Roar has announced Liverpool legend Robbie Fowler as its next full-time coach. Fowler, who scored 183 goals in 369 games for the English Premier League club, will take over at the Roar next season. He previously played in the A-League with Perth Glory and the North Queensland Fury. Fowler says he'll bring plenty of passion to the new job.
I've been wanting to do this for a long time. It hasn't really materialised for whatever reason, I don't know. But look, you know, I think I've shown people how passionate and how committed I am by obviously coming over here for the start, and obviously that passion and commitment by doing, you know, every required, you know, badge that's needed.
Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. Fine weather for Perth and 28 in Adelaide tomorrow. Similar conditions, 22. Cloud clearing in Melbourne, 21. It's partly cloudy in Hobart tomorrow and 19 in Canberra. Much the same, 24. Also 24 in Wollongong and sunny. Sunny in Sydney as well, 25. The fine weather continues in Newcastle, 26. In Brisbane, a possible shower and 27. In Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And in Darwin, fine weather, 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.